spiritual ideal that you are following.
Of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya also says, that souls, Lord Nityananda also says, that souls me, I am your servant. Lord Nityananda has many different inclinations, and we will hear about them when we enter into the beautiful narration of the pastimes of Lord Nityananda. So, today I will start Lord Nityananda's pastimes narration in a very poetic and unusual way. I want to start with a story which will go into another story. Once Srimati Ishwari, the dear beloved wife of Nityananda, took many devotees with her and entered into the village of Ikachakra town. Ishwari was full of emotions. Her glorious husband, who is none other than Lord Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, elder brother himself, had already passed away, and now for the first time in her life she wanted to see the town of Lord Nityananda. So she came with a few devotees to the border of the village, and all of a sudden they saw an old man who was looking like this at Srimati Ishwari. And the man had tears in his eyes. He was crying, "Nitai, Nitai, where have you gone?" Ishwari looked at this elderly man and said, "Why are you calling for me, Tai?" "Oh, you don't know," he said. "Look at this place. It was once a beautiful town." And then he started the most fascinating story which I will tell you today. It was the beautiful town of Ekachakra. In this town, there was a very noble Brahmana called Hadai Oja and his wife Padmavati. Both of them were Brahmanas, and both of them desired very much to have a child. Now, as an old prophecy had foretold that in this same village the Supreme Personality of Godhead would appear. And everyone was thinking, when would this time come? So at a particular auspicious time, Padmavati, whole beam glowed as if many suns had entered into her. And then she gave birth. What a wonderful birth she gave. The boy had an effulgence like silver. At the time when he took his birth, many flowers were showered from the sky, flowers which had thrown by the different devatas. The boy became so attractive, so handsome, and was also so kind, that soon the whole village of Ekachakra went there every day with different people. Oh, we have to bring some milk to Harayosha, said some. We have to see his house is a little bit neglected. We have to make it nice. And in this way, said the Brahmana, the whole village could not do one hand in the morning if they would not first have darshan of this wonderful boy called Nitai. Nitai grew up and soon he was performing a childish pastimes. He would play from morning till evening, just like Krishna and Balaram played. Once he played Lakshman, as he of the Ramayana, who was struck by an arrow. So when Nitai played Lakshman, who he himself was in a previous incarnation, in the midst of the leela, he just fell down almost like dead. And all the boys said, "What? What has happened to Nitai?" They went to the village and they got some doctors, and the doctor said, "He will die. Very serious," and so on and so forth. So finally, they went to take to a great devotee, and the devotee said, "It's very simple. This boy is no one else than Lakshman himself, and he is experiencing the Ramayana. Let us now go. Someone needs to dress up as Hanuman, and he has to bring the herbs, the Mrityusanjivani," that was like Lakshman, who when he was struck by Indrajit's arrows was brought back to life by the herbs. In the same way, we can bring Nitai back by the herbs. They brought some plants and they did this and it. Nitai said, "Where is Rama? Is he still living?" In other words, he was still in the ecstasy of the Rama. So, at one time, Lord Nityananda went to a neighboring village, and on his way he saw a dangerous jungle. People warned him, "Don't go into this jungle. There's a very dangerous man-eating snake." But in time, everyone was waiting before the jungle and crying, "Oh, Nitai, Nitai." Now, when he went to the middle of the jungle, he saw a black tamal tree. From outside the roots, all of a sudden, this huge monster snake stood like this. With my own eyes, I have seen in Srila Mayapur one of these huge snakes. They are really not in the books of biology, like so many beings are not there. This snake was from here to Gogopal. I was just so happy that it didn't make this video because it would be just too shocking for my first, it happened in my first visit to India. It was really very, very intense to see this being. So the snake came like, whoosh. Now Nitai said, "Stop. Don't make a show." be peaceful. You have killed so many innocent people. Don't you know that I am Ananta, the dad of Lord Vishnu? I recognize you. I fell down on top of a flint oasis. Because Ananta is the lord of all snakes. That's another interview. Now Lakshman already, Balaram. Now we have Ananta. This is what the verse says. Many incarnations are coming from Nitai. And Nitai then said, who are you? So the cobra said, listen to my story. Once the five Pandavas, when they were in exile, stayed in the village Ekachak. Every day, four of the brothers went out to beg for alms, and only one stayed back with Mother Kunti. That particular day, it was Bhima who stayed back. All of a sudden in the village, drums were sounding, and I believe this person is called a herald. Does it make sense in English? Herodsky, maybe. What is a herald? Some announcer, I think we can say. A glassmith, yes. A glassmith, what's that? And he says, oh no, oh no. So-and-so Brahmana has to die today. What had happened? Well, the village had a contract with a man-eating demon who lived nearby. Every month or so, this man-eating demon came into the village and ate young men like Jiva, but several of them. And then the villagers made a contract. They said, no need for you to come. So why we will just send you every month one man from our own choice. So that particular day, the choice, it was time again for the man eating demon to eat his breakfast. Yeah, it's totally short. I'm sorry, it will be over soon. Came the time for his breakfast came, and he was the choice fell on this Brahmana, who was the host against Deva of the Pandava family of the Pandavas. So they were crying, and the man said, "I don't want. I have to leave you." The wife said, "No, don't leave. I leave. I go to the man here." And the son said, No. You, father and mother, have to take care of my younger brother. I will go." So Kunti heard this lamentation, and she said, "No. Why should any one of you go? I have a very strong son called Bhima. Let him go." So Bhima was informed, and yes, why not? I like to have a good fight. And maybe I can eat the other things which are offered for the man eating demon. Because you must know, not only a whole man was offered every month or so, but this man took a whole cartload, and the kuche, full with eatables like grains and beverages of all sorts and so on and so forth. So Bhima said, "I'm going to take care of this." He went on the cart, and on the way he ate from what was on the cart. And then finally, there was four oxen who brought the cart, also meant for the food of this demon. Finally, he stopped before the cave and said, "Hey! come out, you good for nothing. And this terrible monster, like King Kong, it must be from one of the beasts, came out and said, what are you, an insignificant human being? And then he said, you eat my food. He started to attack Bhima, but Bhima was so much in the eating mood that he just kept his hand there, and the demon, and he peacefully, and then he just put the man-eating demon on his feet and whirled him around until nothing was left of the life force in the demon through a great passage. And this way, took care of him. Now, when Arjuna returned, he did not find Bhima, only Kunti, and he said, there is Bhima. Who said, Kunti, I think he has gone to eat something. You know your brother's also hungry. No, tell me. And he also will fight the demon who has killed many innocent human beings. Yeah, I'm sorry, I have to go. Maybe he needs his help. And he started to run in the direction of the cave. Now, in the midst of the way, he realized that maybe Bhima would need his help. What he did is he spoke his mantra. Naga Ashme, the snake mantra, and he aimed his arrow and empowered the arrow by mantra to find the demon and kill him in case Bhima needed help. So the arrow came. And when he came, the demon was just flying through the air, there, and landing on the ground. He came and said, what am I to do now? I have an order by mystic charms, by mantra, from Arjuna the warrior. I have to do something now. So, then Arjuna came to the place. This weapon set, which had transformed, the arrow had transformed into this huge snake, what to do now? Oh, said Arjuna, I'm sorry, I can't take you back. I have to release you. You just go into this jungle? Yeah, and what? For eating? Whatever comes your way, you eat this, said Arjuna. So, in this way, his weapon turned into a man-eater. Dangerous. Now, so this is my identity, he said, the Nara Pasha. I'm from Arjuna's time. I'm here and I'm just following his orders. Oh, said he died. This is a different times, we are now in Kaliyuga. This is the incarnation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is incarnated, the most merciful of all incarnations. I order you disappear in this hole. And the snake followed Nitai's order, entered into the hole. Then Nitai took one of his earrings and put it on the hole. And the earring started to grow and become a big slot of stone to rub the hole. It is still to this day growing. I saw it. And growing. It regrows. It is not to be explained by the laws of physics how this happened. Then Lord Nitai heard a voice from the underneath the earth. And what shall I do? I'm so hungry. Eating must be there. He died, said, people will come in the future and offer something here. This somehow get. So this is a Lord Nityananda is one of his untold leelas, which I wanted to tell you today, because we speak on these different incarnations. Now, the old man continued. There are so many pastimes, Ishwari. If I tell you the pastimes, I will not end. But let me tell you. So then Ishwari said, but why are you crying? Oh, you don't know. See, she did not say that she was a wife. Oh, you don't know. Then listen to this. When Nitai turned 12 years, all of a sudden, a sannyasi came to our village. He stayed under this banyan tree, the shoulder of the tree, and he just chanted. And every day, Nitai was going to him and talking with him many things. Then one day, the sannyasi went to Hadai Oja, and the whole night they spoke about Krishna Katha, so much so that Hadai Oja was so ecstatic that he said at the end of the night, ask for a boon, I give you everything. Everything, said sannyasi. Sure, then I want your son. I need an assistant. I am all alone on a pilgrimage to South India. I have to consult my wife, mother, said Hare Krishna. So he went with a heart heavy as the Himalayan mountains. My father told her, what do you think we should do? Oh, and she remembered that Hadai Oja in the previous life was no one else in Dashara who had to give a very lama. She said, whatever you say, I agree with it. And in this way, that's the only way of saying it, right and direct. You're not used to this, you never know what the other person tells you, and it's confidential. So, Hare Krishna went back and said, my wife was giving her consent. I have also made up my mind, my take. So the sannyasi immediately was still five young. He said to me, this all was arranged, by the way, said the old Brahmana, by Lord Nityananda's own arrangements. When we came in the morning to see Nitai, we could not see him any longer. And we asked Hadai Oja, what happened? Where is Nitai? Hadai could not answer. He was just standing, speechless. And we all knew it was the sannyasi. So one man offered, I will go and I will give the sannyasi my own son, but Nityananda should return. This village without Nityananda is like a body without the soul. Many crying people went in the direction the sannyasi had taken, but they did not find him any longer. In fact, Hadai was standing before at his house, saying, Nitai, Nitai. One day passed, and he said, still Nitai, Nitai. 2 days passed, 3 weeks passed, and then the villagers, Hadai, you are so skinny. You have not eaten for 3 years. 3 months passed, cobwebs were in the kitchen of Hadai Oja, and then together with his wife and Malati, he left. Couldn't be a dissimulation of Nityananda. So Nityananda went with the sannyasi to many places until finally he came to the town Pandharpur. In Pandharpur, he stayed at the house of a brahmana, and there something wonderful happened, which I will disclose to you. He took his meals at his house of the brahmana. And then one day, by his own sweet will, he did not appear any longer. So the next day, the brahmana heard that his spiritual master, Srila Lakshmi Pati, had just arrived. Lakshmi Pati was full of the most wonderful qualities. Lakshmi Pati was very affectionate to his disciples, and the brahmana was very, very happy to receive him as a guest. He gave him a meal, and then they discussed many topics about Krishna, but all the time Lakshmi Pati stopped and said, what kind of special auspiciousness do I receive in your hands today? The atmosphere is full of the most wonderful vibrations. I cannot explain. So by the will of Lord Nityananda, the brahmana will remember that he had a wonderful guest the days before. Thus a few days passed. Now one day it happened that Lakshmi Pati, the best of the sannyasis, was sitting in a solitary place, just next to the house. And he fell into an ecstatic swoon and cried out, oh Balaram, Lord of the universe, I am so fallen. Kindly show me your mercy. Yes, once. If you would do this, your glory would spread all throughout the universe. Then Lakshmi Pati lost his consciousness due to ecstasy in great separation of Lord Baladev. And from Lord Balaram, he rolled the dust, crying, making everything muddy with his tears. Now, all of a sudden, Lord Nityananda, in his form as Balaram, appeared for Lakshmi Pati. It is described, I want to read this to you. That is the astounding beauty. He put to shame the universal monopoly of Cupid, as I understand it, monopoly on Cupid, leaves what is in the Schmitz of Abandon. His body was so super sweet that it literally conquered the beauty of a mountain of silver. His arms extended fully to his knees, and his chest was very broad. The way he moved his eyes was enchanting, for they were spread right around to his ears. One ear he wore an earring. Balaram is only one earring. And Lord Nityananda also. One? The princess, Lord Balaram began to speak very slowly to Lakshmi Pati and said, tomorrow there will be a young brahmana. He will come here and you should give him initiation. And then he disappeared. the next morning, Lakshmi Pati, after having this vision, he woke up to external consciousness, and he was the whole day very silent. Only tears of ecstasy were sometimes lying down his face. Not lying, they were breaking out. Tears of ecstasy go like this. And tears of the magic platform go like this. So, devotees have seen this. Prabhupada sometimes cried like this, and the pujari, he was standing before the baby, the pujari, as a wet chaga. That morning, all of a sudden, the Lakshmi Pati saw the most beautiful personality. Lord Nityananda came, and he threw himself on the ground, rolling on the ground and saying, "I want to have initiation." Saturday morning, some devotees were be in that situation. And Lakshmi Pati saw this personality, and he immediately, he was very old by that time, his gray hair, he's very, very old. He said, "Come close, I will do initiation because Lord Balaram is there." So, and he gave an initiation. And he left. Then Nityananda just went away. And Lakshmi Pati, you know, it's just given initiation to the disciples, the disciples come all of a sudden. He began to, "Where are you? And who are you that Balaram has sent you?" And then he was again very silent. He did not speak to anyone. That same night, Nityananda Prabhu appeared to Lakshmi Pati. And when Lakshmi Pati saw him, he could not restrain himself from shedding incessant tears. Then all of a sudden, as he was looking on Nityananda, Nityananda transformed himself into Balaram and looked like a silver mountain full of this most illuminating light which spread all around. And then Lakshmi Pati understood that he had given initiation to Lord Balaram himself, who had appeared as Lord Nityananda. And then he said something which I want to repeat today for all of you. See, it's very difficult to understand Balaram and Lakshmi Pati. Very difficult to understand Nityananda. So Lakshmi Pati, he said, "This incarnation of yours has come just to make a fool of me, because I could not recognize you when you came and asked for initiation. All the demigods headed by Lord Brahma will understand nothing of this. What to speak of others? Only those whom you inform personally can understand your pastimes. Why have you thus made mockery of this most fallen wretch? Please show me your mercy now, for I am taking full shelter of your lotus feet." So, in this way, Lord Balaram then showed himself again to Nityananda, going back and forth, and then disappeared from Lakshmi Pati's vision. After that, Lakshmi Pati could not eat, could not sleep, could not stay. All his disciples became very worried. He got so old that one day, without informing anyone, Lakshmi Pati went to join Balaji Chandra. So then Lord Nityananda went to Vrindavan, and from there he understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his brother, had appeared, Krishna had appeared as Chaitanya. Prabhupada and he went to Navadvipa to meet Lord Chaitanya. But that's another story. For now, I want to request Rati, Prabhu, to sing a song in glorification of Lord Nityananda. Please come here, Rati. Now, there are texts, I believe. Yeah, do you have two? Or do you have a few? No. Sorry, that was another language. Govangi, are you here? What's the name of Meyamati? These are only facets. So I think about 20 devotees have to look at one piece of paper. Or maybe someone can hold it. Write down, it's very difficult. There are some groups. Oh, there are how many? Take all of them. Oh yeah. Ananda are like millions of moons. The cooling rays of Lord Nityananda spreads from the whole universe. Oh my dear brother, please take shelter at Nitai's lotus feet. If you don't catch the lotus feet of this, of Nityananda, you will never attain Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Someone who does not make a relationship to Nityananda, his life is uselessly wasted. And he is not better than an untamed animal. Please listen. Someone who never speaks the holy name of Nitai and who is absorbed in the happiness of this world, he cannot be protected by his good learning and his high parentage. He is maddened by false ego and has neglected the lotus feet of Nitai. He considers only the illusory energy to be real. If you want to attain Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Braj, then you must first of all look for the mercy of Nitai and you must catch the lotus feet. The lotus feet of Nitai are real and eternal. And whoever serves him becomes also eternal. Therefore, try always to capture the lotus feet of Nitai. Narottam is very unhappy and prays, "Oh Nitai, please make me happy and keep me close to the lotus feet." So this is a wonderful song which we can sing in order to make the atmosphere ready for God's to appear. Philosophical explanation of Lord Nityananda. He is actually no one else than Lord Balaram. When he appears in the incarnation of Nityananda, he is appearing as the brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is no one else than Krishna. Now by Nityananda's mercy, you can attain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Lord Nityananda, says Vrindavan Das Thakur, the prime evil Lord. It is only by His causeless mercy that the glorious pastimes of Sri Chaitanya manifest in one's heart. And all obstacles and misfortunes in life are extinguished as soon as the knowledge of the truth about Lord Nityananda dawns upon one. Lord Chaitanya, when he sees that someone is respectful and worships Lord Nityananda, gives this great, great mercy to the person who is in contact with Nityananda. So therefore, let us please sing its full strength. That's of Lord Nityananda, he said, "Do you know why I cry and cry and cry? Lord Nithai has left this village." And when he left, all his associates left the village, became broken down. It was once a village with the most wonderful sceneries, palatial houses. "Do you know why I cry?" And went to the banyan tree, and he, in deep separation from Nityananda, sat and was sleeping. So Ishwari did not say anything. He did not say, "I'm his wife." But she went into Ekam Chakra Gan. And in that evening or night, Nityananda appeared to her. There was a throne. Lord Nityananda was sitting on the throne together with Vasudha, Janavi. They were worshipped by millions and trillions of devotees. This vision was bestowed before Janavi, or Ishwari, it's another name. This is really what I can talk this evening about Lord Nityananda. I think we call these the unknown pastimes of Lord Nityananda, which we could carry together. Tomorrow I will continue with the known pastimes of Lord Nityananda. But here, for this evening, I want to conclude by saying that Nityananda's qualities are innumerable. He is very, very important for our spiritual life. Tomorrow we can go before Lord Nityananda and we can pray to him that he kindly removes from our heart those aspects and attachments which still keep us holding back in the material concept of life. Lord, we can say like our Lord Chaitanya Thakur, "I am most unhappy, but you are Nitya Ananda, eternally full of bliss. Please bestow your own bliss in devotional service towards me. Then only I will be able to overcome my nonsense material attachments. I will be able to approach Radha and Krishna in Raj." Yes, Hare Krishna. This is Nityananda's wonderful mercy. So tomorrow is the mercy day. Don't miss it. I want to thank Radha Prabhu for singing so nicely about Lord Nityananda. I wanted to talk much, much more about the Coming, coming, brain, 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 brain So see you all tomorrow. Please find enough rest. Shri Chananda Avadhuta Ki Jaya. Shri Chananda Paralama Ki Jaya.